All right, welcome back to another episode of Pillow Talk with Brandon and Liz. If you're watching this, you are witnessing me and my tender head. Once she started doing my hair and I winced for the first time, I was like, I think this was a bad idea. Because recording this is crazy because it hurts. And I'm going to be wincing the whole time. I don't know what to tell you. So, yeah, this is the last episode I will ever do while she's doing my hair. Because this is, I already know.
Okay, relax. You act like I'm hurting you.
Hey.
I'm being rough.
I said I'm tenderheaded. I didn't say you was hurting me. I said I'm tender. Like, regardless, it hurt. Anyway, what was I gonna say? So, I was watching this podcast with one of my favorite Christian YouTubers, Ruslan. And it wasn't his show. He was on somebody else's show as a guest. And matter of fact, I don't know. I'm pretty sure this is the one I'm talking about. I definitely saw it on YouTube. Definitely was from a Christian YouTuber. I'm pretty sure it was Ruslan though. Anyway, I was watching it and they were talking about like men and women, and like married people, you know, that are married or whatever, married couples. And, you know, in Genesis, is, you know, that's where God kind of, you know, puts out his, after the fall, after Eve tells Adam to eat the fruit, and then Adam eats the fruit, all of that. And it talks about how Eve is going to want to is not going to lead her husband, but is always going to want to. Basically, that's you know, that's not exactly what it says, but you get the gist. And then it says, and Adam, you are gonna lead your wife or something like that. I'm sorry that I just don't have the Bible out with me right now to actually read the reference. Yeah. All right. It was Genesis. I think it's Genesis 3. Pretty sure. I think Genesis 3 is the fall. Yeah, the temptation and the fall. Okay, I'm going to start at verse 8. So, Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. Sin's consequences. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze. This is CSB, just if you care. And they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. So the Lord God called out to the man and said, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." Then he asked, "Who told you that you were naked? Did you eat from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" The man replied, "The woman you gave me." Wait a minute. The man replied, "The woman you gave to me, you gave to be with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree and I ate." Let's just think about that real quick. Yes, how dare you? How dare you, sir? So you telling me that's my fault? That's what Adam said to God. Hey, dog, you put me to sleep. You ripped her out of me. I can't. It's your fault, dog. Like, what? How dare you, Adam? That's insane.
I wish the kids would do something and say it was my fault.
That's crazy. That's crazy. But hey, it is possible that we would have done the same thing. We should not feel so holy. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I still think that's nuts. What have you done? And the woman said, the serpent deceived me and I ate. Wait a minute. So the Lord God asked the woman, what have you done? And the woman said, the serpent deceived me and I ate.
No one is taking accountability.
No accountability, but I'm not going to lie. See, when you read this and mm-hmm. Adam said the woman is the one who gave it to me. Now, mind you, she ate it first, right?
Right.
But Adam is the leader. So we didn't fall, or humans didn't fall, until Adam ate it.
Okay.
But when he gave the excuse, God did address the woman.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I knew that, but it's just now clicking. It's like he didn't just talk to Adam. You know what I'm saying? Like he did go and say something to Eve, what's to you? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Whereas a lot of times when I hear like different people talk about marriage and stuff, they do, obviously we talk about, men should be leading. But a lot of times when we speak on it, it's like a lot of people nowadays, they kind of take away some of the responsibility from a woman. You know what I'm saying? If they did do something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like if it's a woman that got a bunch of baby daddies or something like that, it's like, well, yeah, but it's okay. Or not, it's not that it's okay, but she liked that because she didn't have a dad. That's not wrong. And men should be doing better, but it's also, but God still, it did address her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it's almost like sometimes some people are like, you know, we don't need to really address what maybe a woman does to put herself in certain situations. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I know for sure that's me. I know for sure. Like, I'm not just saying that about other people, but me too. That wouldn't be my first thing to do. Really? You know what I'm saying? My knee jerk reaction would be, well, how did a man mess this woman up? Basically. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like my mindset is kind of changing now a little bit because I'm just reading a word and because I think that the people nowadays are feeling, they feel like women's empowerment is like almost like a lot of times it seems like you're taking away responsibility from a woman and calling it empowerment. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Saying that everything is somebody else's fault. And so we're going to keep blaming these other people and blaming patriarchy and all types of stuff. And never addressing how maybe a woman got into the predicament that they were in. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like, this is about to be super controversy, but
you gotta speak up, babe.
I was whispering on purpose.
Okay.
I said this is about to be super controversial, but
excuse me.
I was on Facebook and I was like watching a video or whatever. I can't remember exactly what it was, but what really I was looking at the comments.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about abortion and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a long thread, and it was basically this guy was talking and he was saying, like, you know, people who are pro-life suck, right? And it was like, okay, somebody said, it's not that I'm against, which I'm kind of like in agreement with it. Like, obviously there's medical like reasons, right?
Right.
It's like life or death. Like if I got pregnant right now, we know based off of our last child, both of us probably won't survive.
Right.
Because my body, that's it. My body's done. Like, I can't handle another pregnancy. But if I got pregnant,
right,
and then, you know, whatever, and the doctor's like, hey, look, like, you know, if you go through with this pregnancy, there is a 90% chance you will die. Okay. That's like, okay, well, I mean, like, you know, obviously the mother in me is going to be like, I think I'll just take that chance, right? But also at the same time, it's like, okay, that's like a valid reason, life or death situation. However, and the person was saying like, now, my problem with these pro-choice people is y'all using abortions as contraception.
Right.
What is the word?
Contraception.
Contraception. That's the problem.
Right.
And like
to bring up that medical stuff.
Yeah.
But that's like a very small percentage.
Exactly.
The most of them is like, I just don't want a baby right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. And so the person was like saying, like, you know, who are you to decide like what happens to a woman's body, blah, 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 like whatever. Right. And they were like, but my whole thing is like, you wouldn't even be in this situation if you just took precautions as a woman.
Right.
And they were like, well, a man should probably do this, that, and the third. And it's just like, but as a woman, if you know that you don't want to have a baby,
right,
you should protect yourself.
Right.
You should take the precaution. You should never leave it up to a man.
Right.
Because it don't fall on him. At the end of the day, he gonna do what he gonna do, especially y'all not married.
Right.
He gonna do what he gonna do, and then bye.
Right.
Or if he's a decent person, fine, cool. But it's still like, okay, you know yourself. You don't want to have a baby. So why are you putting it off on somebody else? When are you going to take accountability for your own actions? So instead, you're just going to keep on doing this thing and don't take away my choice because I still want to do what I want to do without having to deal with the consequences. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that is like a very like real example of how people will not look at the woman for like accountability, and it'll be like, well, the man, you know, this, that, and the third, and these dudes out here are bums, and you know, you don't want to have kids with bums. And it's like, well, what you opening your legs for?
Right. You want to have sex with a bum?
Like,
why?
I'm confused.
Right.
Yeah. Continue.
But yeah, so it's, yeah. All right, verse 14. So the Lord said to the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed more than any livestock and more than any wild animal. You will live, you will move on your belly and eat dust all the days of your life. 15. I'm not going to say every verse number. I will put hostility between you and the woman and between your offspring and her offspring. He will strike your head and you will strike his heel. He said to the woman, I will intensify your labor pains. You will bear children with painful effort. Your desire will be for your husband, yet he will rule over you. And he said to the man, because you listened to your wife and ate from the tree about which I commanded you, do not eat from it. The ground is cursed because of you. You will eat from it by means of painful labor all the days of your life. I think, just to pause, I think this is the reason that you know, when a lot of men, or I don't know about women, but I just know a lot of men, they'll have a job, they'll be really old and have a job and then retire and then end up dying soon. I think that might be why. It's like, no, if you're going to be alive, you're going to work. You know what I'm saying? Well, regardless. Like,
men can't enjoy their retirement.
Yeah, man. You're not finna just be here chilling. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to do something.
Talking to that all the time.
But fam, it's like, you got to be here doing something. But also, it do be guys that, like, they're depressed also.
Yeah.
When they stop working. So they get, like, maybe a little job over here or whatever. And then some of those, you know, they'll be alive for longer, I guess. Mm-hmm. And this is, like, if there's no, I'm talking about the ones that die and, like, it was nothing really wrong with them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Die of boredom, literally.
Literally. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. You will eat bread by the sweat of your brow until you return to the ground, since you were taken from it. For you are dust, and you will return to dust. The man named his wife Eve because she was the mother of all the living. The Lord God made clothing from skins for the man and his wife, and he clothed them. The Lord God said, since the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil, he must not reach out, take from the tree of life, eat, and live forever. So the Lord God sent him away from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he was taken. He drove the man out and stationed the cherubim and the flaming, whirling sword east of the Garden of Eden to guard the way to the tree of life. All right. That didn't say.
First of all.
What?
You telling me there was a tree out there that they could eat and then it would never die?
Mm-hmm.
Idiots.
Dummies. Okay, so you will desire, your desire will be for your husband, yet he will rule over you. I don't know, because what he said was, he said. He said that he thinks that the men leading their wives was not necessary. Shouldn't necessarily be looked at as like, this is something you get to do. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't get that.
Like for a woman, this is technically a I don't know if it's a curse. I don't know if this is what it's referred to as, like God put. So the dude, what he said was that he felt like he said that it's a burden for men to lead, which being a leader already, like, that's already like people like to say like, oh, I'm a leader or be the leader, but then when you become a leader, you start to understand how it's
if you are like a good leader, you right. understand how much responsibility it is and
right.
how much weight that holds.
Right. Like, it's not just a title.
Right.
It's something that you have to work at, Jesus, and it's not as easy as what people may think, and so you know, it's just not being the leader, men, it's not as you know, when somebody says patriarchy, it is looked at as like, yeah, and men can do whatever they want, but it's like, and oppress women. But if we look at like nowadays, or how it's kind of become, you know, it's just a bunch of atoms. You know what I'm saying? Atom, A-D-A-M. You know what I'm trying to say. not whatever. It's, you know, like, the reason we are the way we are is because, you know, men have dropped the ball and allowed I don't know if it's the word is allowed or we've just been Adams. We've been passive. We've been very passive, and because that's like almost like built into us. You know what I mean?
So, are you saying, for example, the saying "Happy wife, happy life"?
Yeah.
Is that?
That's wrong. Very wrong. Yeah, very wrong. I remember I said that one time I was at work, and it was this guy that I worked with, also a Christian, and he was like, "Happy spouse, happy house." And at first I wanted to argue about it, just because this particular person, you know, we always have friendly debates. He was the guy that liked to have friendly debates, and it was, you know, cool or whatever. But then when I really thought about it, I was like, I mean, that does make more sense.
Happy
spouse, happy house. Okay. So a spouse, I'm your spouse, you're my spouse.
Right.
Both of us should be striving to make each other happy, rather than happy wife, happy life is usually just a man being passive and allowing his wife to maybe make just all the decisions. You know what I'm saying? And also, if we're being honest, or if I'm being honest, most men, it's a lot of stuff that it's like, I don't care about that. So sure, we'll go along with that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But even if that is the majority of the time, that can't be the principle of the house. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just a bad principle to live by, because then what happens is, when it is time for you to lead, God calls you to lead as a man, your wife is going to feel entitled to make whatever decision. And then you as a man, you're not going to be able to, you won't even know what to do. You know what I'm saying? You won't even know how to make a decision. It's, you know, because you just aren't in practice. You never do it. Your wife makes all the decisions, because you're living happy wife, happy life, because it's so many things that you just don't care about. So you're like, okay, cool, whatever. I'll just go along to get along. And I'd rather her be happy and excited than just, you know, I guess being a nag. I guess that would be if she's not happy and excited. But, me personally, like, it's like I said, it's stuff that I just don't care about. So it's like, okay, sure. But then it's going to be that time where it's like, you know what? I really don't want to do this. Or I really don't think we should be doing this. But again, it's also, again, you're going to be like, oh, but I also don't care that much. So I'm just going to suck it up and go and do it. And it's like, no, that is a perfect time for you to be like, nah, babe, we're not going to do that.
I need you to give more example, because it sounds like you're saying, like, just because you don't want to do something, we're just not going to do it. Like,
no, what I'm saying is, there's a lot of stuff that I don't care about, and I might not want to do it, but to appease you, I'll say yes, and we're gonna do it, even though it may be something that I don't want to do, or maybe something that I don't think we should do.
Can you give an example?
So okay, so let's just say,
give an example from our actual life of when I wanted to do something, you were passive, let it happen, but you really didn't want to.
I can't think of nothing.
No?
No. I can't think of nothing. Like, honestly, I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but let me think.
Bear?
There we go. And So
not and. Nobody knows what that word means.
What do you mean?
Thought you was about to just keep going.
No. I'm about to explain. So, okay. You know, I don't know how old is Bear. 3 years old? 3 or 4 or something?
Yeah, I got him when Atlanta was a baby. So
yeah. So
3.
So we got a dog about 3 years ago that I said that I don't care. I said I'm not gonna buy it because I don't think we should have a dog because having a dog is a lot of work.
Well, and we already had another one too.
Right.
At the time,
yes. Right, at the time we had a dog already. What's up, dude? We already had a dog. So it was just gonna be a lot of work. And then what I should have said was no, we can't get it. But she was like, but you know, I'll use my own money, which you know, now we're just like, okay, that's not even a thing that married people should say. That's you know what no, I mean?
Wait, I didn't use my own money.
You did.
No, yes, that was did. A birthday gift.
No, it wasn't. What are you talking about?
I bought Gray.
What was a birthday gift? From who?
From you. I convinced you.
I don't remember.
Okay. One of these dogs. That's why we got it in December. We got Bear in December.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
You got Bear from the gay girl, right?
Whoa.
She not gay?
Relax. Yes, we did.
Maybe. I can't remember.
No, we did.
I know.
We got that, Gray from the Gray.
Right. Gray was from the crackheads. Okay.
But I went and got her. Like I did it behind your back and everything. So I guess we should use Gray for an example.
I mean, both of them.
Because you're the one that gave me the money for Bear. So I don't know. Either one.
I shouldn't have did that.
Right.
So this is two instances where it was like, I should have said, okay, no, we're not going to get any dogs right now. That's going to be too much. I'm going to be the one ending up to have to do a lot of the dirty work for it and whatever. But that's just two examples right there where instead of me saying, no, we do not need a dog right now, I gave in and was just kind of passive because it's not that I don't like dogs. It's not that I don't want a dog, but I just knew that we didn't need one at the time. And it was going to be more of a hassle than anything. It wasn't going to be like enjoyable.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
it was an emotional purchase.
Right. That I was passive about and was just like, whatever, she'll be happy. And then, you know, three, four years later, she hates the dog and doesn't want it, always trying to figure out how to get rid of it.
That's
and
now not I'm, true.
Now I'm all connected to the stupid dog and never want to get rid of it. No, so it's like, it's just true. Retarded.
I was out looking for that dog and he ran away.
Kind of, yeah, but
I
you
wasn't.
But you ended the search
and because then I have and then four the kids girl
and then the girl called and said, when are you coming to get it? You didn't even leave out when you found
look,
out.
Look, I was on a brunch.
Yeah.
Listen, don't do that. He's annoying as heck, but things have changed. I have kids, like, bro.
You had kids when we got them.
But like I said, it was emotional, so the emotion went away.
Yeah. So that right there shouldn't have been passive. Did not lead well at all.
I just don't want people coming for me. Like, I'm not a dog hater. Like, I love dogs.
Nobody said.
Like, I just don't have the capacity for him right now.
Yeah, I know. But, yeah, so, and so that was just a place where I should have led. When we first was when we were dating or when we first got married, I was very much so like, you make decisions and whatever you say, cool.
Dating.
Okay.
Because it didn't start changing until like year three because I started to like really look for, like, could you make a choice?
Right, right. So I was very
looking for you to lead.
Right, right. And unlike what I grew up with, unlike any other women that I that are in my family, that
which I've actually always wanted you to lead.
Yeah.
It's just, I think your fear of like disappointing me, making me sad or whatever, yeah. like you just wanted to make me happy.
Right.
But I've always asked you, is this okay?
Facts.
And you would just tell me what you think I want to hear.
Facts. And
I've gotten to a point now where it's like, no, bro, tell me for real. Cause I like really want to know.
Right. So, and, yeah, so that's just what I grew up with. I didn't grow up with, like, you know, with like women that wanted to be led mm-hmm. like at all.
Neither did I.
Right, neither did she. And it's just crazy that, like, that's got to be a curse that God put on, because women do want that. And they feel like deep down, but they also want what God said. They want to be in the place of leadership. They don't want to be told what to do. But when you do have a husband that takes control or whatever and leads, most women fall in line and feel good about it. As long as they're not being abused.
If you're taking care of me, emotionally, right. mentally, physically, all of that.
Right.
Why would I ever have a problem with lead, like following your lead? Like, right. go ahead, do your thing, baby.
Right, right. And that's how even women that are like strong, mm-hmm. I guess, they are like that, but they will also like, but if they, again, like you said, if taking care of you, whatever, doing all of that, they're not being abused, they will like kind of, for lack of a better term, fall in line. I don't even like that I said that, but that's, I don't know what else to say. They will be led. Women will be led. You know what I'm saying? And even still, I like what somebody else said, like, men are going to lead either way. It's either going to be bad leadership or good leadership. Mm-hmm. Because if you got, you know, if you acting a fool or whatever as a dude, that's, you're still leading. You're just leading your family or your wife in a bad direction. Right. And so you just always going to be in turmoil.
This is going to hurt.
Jesus.
I'm sorry.
So, yeah. And so really in my notes for this, I was going to ask the question, do men really want to lead? You know what I'm saying? Because our natural reaction is to just be passive and to just let things happen and not lead. You know what I'm saying? And not be like, no, we're not going to do that. Just like Adam. You feel what I'm saying, babe?
Yeah.
So, and then like in the beginning.
So you feel like it's a burden.
Leadership period is a burden. It's not a burden in the sense of like it's not necessarily a bad burden, like it's a necessary burden, but I guess definitionally it is a burden. You know what I mean? It's not like it's just so amazing, right. like you know, like we would think, like, oh, he's a leader. And so
what do you think it would look like in a perfect world then, if you know, Adam and Eve never sinned? You think it would just be equal, like, not equal, but
Adam was still the leader. Like, God still had Adam as the lead. That's why we fail, mm-hmm. because Adam messed up. So he was supposed to be like, no, I'm not gonna eat that. You shouldn't be eating that. And she should have shot the serpent. You know what I'm saying? Like, got him out of there. That's what should have happened, and then from there on, you just
so that's what how was it the curse? The fact that now you guys no longer want to lead?
Right. That's kind of how the podcaster that I was listening to. That's kind of how he said it, and he said it as if he, you know, found that in scripture. We just read it, and I didn't read it at the time. I was listening to it at work or whatever, so it's not like I went and researched it right then and there. But anyway, but yeah, I just don't. It's not even that that's a curse. It's just how we are anyway, because we're simple. Dudes are simple, so it's just like, well, I don't really care about that. And okay, maybe it's a Saturday night, and I don't want to do a certain thing. But I know you really want to do it, and this thing is only going to be 2-3 hours out of my time, and then I can, if I appease you, then you'll let me go do whatever it is that I want to do, because I, you know, just did whatever you said. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, so that I can get what I want and be just kind of left alone, I'll go do what she wants.
Are you saying that's a bad thing?
No, I'm saying that is usually what's going to happen. That's kind of how we are, period. But then when it comes to those bigger decisions, if you're going to, as a male, I'm going to have to exercise that leadership aspect that I, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, and if I don't, and if I never do it in like little things, then when it comes to a big decision, I won't even be able to, like, I don't know, do what I'm called to do. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm gonna be like, well, you just make the decision, because again, I can live with it. I can live whatever decision you make. I can figure it out. I can figure how to white knuckle it. You know what I'm saying? And get over it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So it's like, do men really want to lead? And I would say that we want the title. I would say most men just want the title, but they don't really, really want it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but what that guy was saying, we just read it. It really, I mean, that's CSB. Maybe it's a different version that expounds a little bit more. But you know, I don't think that it's necessarily a curse.
The message,
right. I think it's just is what it is, and we have to not be Adam, but be Christ. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Be like Jesus, because that's what we're called to do anyway. As husbands, is to. We left to our own devices, we're all Adam. But when you become saved and you put, you know, Christ first, you know, or you you strive to be more like Christ, then that's what you do. You put Christ as the head, then the husband, and then your wife. That's the order of leadership. But that's not but for the man and a woman. Not Christ. Christ is over here above all of us, but man and woman, we are equal. You know what I'm saying? In personhood. You know what I mean? Yeah. What do you got to say?
I said what I had to say.
Oh. Well.
I think that's interesting, but.
Yeah.
I can't really talk about a man's perspective.
Well, what about a woman's perspective, girl? Golly, what you think?
But the topic was about a man. I don't even know what he really what.
I don't know. I guess this episode is done. This one is cooked. We talked about it. Jesus. So we're doing this challenge. All meet. Pause. I said pause. Relax. That's because that's what it is. Carnivore. How are you doing on it, babe?
I'm struggling.
Speak up.
I'm struggling.
You're struggling?
Yep.
Why are you struggling?
Because I miss variety.
Yeah.
I, for real, like, I want to go to Chipotle and get me a salad bowl.
Uh-huh.
Like, really bad.
Yeah.
I just... It's getting to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's really getting to me. I don't think this is sustainable for me.
Yeah.
Maybe for you, which I would never do anything to, like, sabotage you. Like, if this is something that you want to continue to do, I will make sure that your meals are prepared.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. Boo boo kitty.
Mm.
Yeah. No.
Well,
how much longer we got?
Two more weeks. After two, not even. We got a little bit longer than 2 more weeks. Tuesday makes 2 weeks. So mm-hmm. then we got 2 more weeks after that. So yeah, I'm doing all right. Pretty. I'm doing fine, to be honest. I'm not.
Yeah, you like meat.
Yeah, pause.
I didn't say pause.
You need to relax. You need to relax. Yeah, I'm doing pretty good on it. I like how I feel. I don't feel sluggish. You know what I mean? I don't feel gassy. You know what I mean? What's up, mama? What's up, girl? Huh? Okay, you don't have to eat no more. Alright. So I'm feeling pretty good on it. I'm been thinking that I wanna continue it even after the 30 days and just do it as long as I possibly can. You know? I'm definitely gonna cheat on my birthday though. I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna cheat. And
just your birthday?
Ooh, excuse me. Huh?
Just your birthday, not Blessy's.
No, I'm not gonna cheat on Blessy's birthday. So yeah, it stink, don't it? You wanna get out?
You stink. Babe! Out oh my gosh, bro. Elena, no, I need you to snap. I need you to go off like you go off on Blessy.
Mm-mm. You bet not. You bet not. What was I saying, babe?
Yeah, you was just saying that, you know, how you feeling?
Right. So, feeling good. I'm going to try to keep going. 10 pounds down. I just checked again today. This whole week, I just kind of plateaued.
Yeah.
Right, just maintained.
Me too.
But I did go down 1 pound, like from yesterday to today. So down 11 pounds. But for the most part, this whole week has been maintained. I went down 10 pounds and then I just stayed there.
I need to do a better job of like tracking your macros because I've been tracking my own.
Yeah.
But when I serve you, I'm just like, here, I know this man hungry.
Right. And, I was watching this YouTube channel and this guy, he lost like 90 pounds in like 5 months. Wow. And he's not even doing like carnivore. He's just eating the same thing.
Can you go check on the baby, please?
He's eating the same thing.
Close the door to the stairs.
Like 6 times a day.
Oh, that is what a lot of these people do that I'd be like watching.
Yeah.
That they like really do a total body composition, like recomposition.
Right.
They just eat the same crap.
Right. Which I'm cool with because he doesn't count his calories. Like he was with the guy's channel that does it. He's what's his name? Will Tennyson, I think. You know, he's like a fitness influencer dude. And he was with the guy who lost 90 pounds who eats the same thing like all day, but this guy also like he works out like 3 times a day, You know what I'm saying? So this is kind of like his life. Whereas, and I was just like, dang, how is he doing that? And then for me, I just went this whole week and didn't lose nothing, but I'm eating basically the same thing. Yeah. I'm not, and I'm like, and I like his philosophy on why he doesn't count his calories, because he was like, that's just doing too much to think about. And then it gets overwhelming. And then you say, okay, well, forget it. Which is how I am, which is how I've definitely been in the past, trying to count calories. And it's just like, dude, this is too much.
I love tracking my
macros. I know you do.
Such a satisfying thing. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I like to hyper fixate on a certain thing.
Yeah.
And that is it.
Yeah. And I don't like, I almost just don't want to even have to think about it. So that's like, why
I just don't want
to
eat. Forget it.
Right. Or I'm just going to eat whatever because this, I can't do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's why I'm like this guy. And I'm just like, okay, I'm just gonna, I like what he's doing, but I also know why he's able to kind of do that. He's working out 3 times a day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
I don't have that luxury, unfortunately. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I also, too, for me, I'm trying to change my mindset on like the working out, because every single time, it's not even that I even think about it too hard. It just happens. I'll be eating good or whatever, and then I'll work out, and I'll be like, oh, I just burnt, not even that I check my watch and be like, I just burnt this many calories, but it's just, I just worked out, so I get I could get a treat.
You know what I'm saying?
I got an extra 300 calories that I could go get a friggin' a honey bun or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Or something, or some chips.
So you just worked out for nothing.
Exactly.
Because you have to work out while being in a deficit.
Right. And which I could do that right now. But again, I just know my mind. I know what I've done in the past. So it's like, okay, well, right now I just want to just get the diet right. And
make this part of your lifestyle and then add right. to it.
And then add the working out after. The because diet
the stronghold is,
already, is
the food,
right?
Can you take the hair strong, off of that?
The stronghold is not the lack of movement. Yeah. Like I'm not. It's not that I don't want to work out. It's not that I don't want to be active or whatever. It is the food. It's just the food.
And for me, it's working out.
Right.
Even though I feel amazing, I don't use that. That's definitely BJ's hair.
Oh, that's gross. I'm gonna throw this away.
Bag right there. Oh, you want me to do it?
Yeah, why not? So much lint. Go ahead.
What?
I thought you was talking.
Oh, maybe I was. I don't remember.
Yeah. So yeah.
However, I'll say that the timing of the like this desire to like want to do this is very like.
Okay.
Well, you don't have to bring that down here.
All right.
I mean, you can put it on the table right there. What's wrong with Ellie, Mama? I'm gonna give her some more. Okay. Don't know what more means. Anyways, like, because I don't want it coming off like our timing is right, and it's actually the Lord's timing because he sees us where we are and he'll meet us there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he sees that we're trying to like do this,
mm-hmm.
and. Not that it's a blessing I'm sick,
right?
You know, or have this disease,
mm-hmm.
but the timing of like the diagnosis and like revealing this mm-hmm. is what is the blessing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Hey, what day was that? Was that Tuesday? I keep forgetting what day that was, but
last week.
It was it was this week, babe.
Oh, this week.
Yeah. It was either Monday or Tuesday. Should I start from the beginning? Like why I went and did this test or no?
Sure.
I don't know. Anyways, I had been experiencing pain back last year. After I had the baby, experiencing pain in my stomach. And this was like, I started working out. And I thought maybe I was going too hard or whatever at the gym. And I have a hernia. Went and saw the doctor or whatever. Did all these tests and stuff. No hernia. Trying to figure out what it is. Then January comes and we go on a fast on for our church. Mm-hmm. And we decided that we were, our whole family. We decided that the Baldwins were mm-hmm. going to only eat meat, mm-hmm. fruit, and veggies. Mm-hmm. And we weren't going to have sugar. We weren't going to have any type of carbs or anything like that, right? That's how we were eating. Mm-hmm. And the pain subsided. Mm-hmm. Then the fast ends and I went right back. Like, I think the first thing I ate was tacos. Mm-hmm. And the pain came back. So then when I went and followed up with my doctor after like some time or whatever, I had told her that and she was like, light bulb. Let's see, you know, if you are allergic to stuff. I think you might have, she actually never said the word celiac disease. Mm-hmm. She just said, I think you might be allergic to something or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So cool. She sent the order for the stuff. She was like, I'll see you in a few months. Mm-hmm. Kind of been sitting on this for 2 months. Then my sister, she also has stomach issues. She went and got tested, found out that she has celiac disease. And I was just kind of like, low key, I'm going to be honest. I was just like, this isn't real. Like, you're being dramatic. But then I did my own research and I repented and was like, okay, this is for real. Maybe I should go get this blood work done, you know? I went and got the blood work done. And then, Monday or Tuesday, whatever, the doctor called me and told me that I have celiac disease. And basically, I have to remove gluten from my diet completely and just keep a log of what I'm eating and my symptoms. And when I see her, then, you know, we'll go from there. Whatever. For those of you that don't know celiac disease, because I didn't know a lot of people didn't know what this was. But anyways, celiac disease.
You didn't know what it
was. I know, but I thought I knew what it was. But I didn't, like... Your mom didn't know what it was at all. My dad never even heard of it. That's what I'm saying. Like, never heard of the term celiac disease. Mm. Anyways.
I mean, niggas ain't know what gluten was till 5 years ago. Let's be real.
Oh, okay. So, celiac disease is an autoimmune disease that causes your body, whenever your body has gluten, it essentially attacks itself and starts to eat away at the lining of your intestines and can cause different types of medical, like health issues such as diabetes, thyroid disease, intestinal cancers, something else. I can't think of what the other one is or whatever, but basically more complications. And so you have to, there's like no cure, whatever. Like, I can't take a pill or take a shot or something like that. I just have to remove gluten from my diet, period. And so I guess like I was saying, the point is that it was like perfect timing. Like, I don't know. I was kind of thinking today, was that today or yesterday? I was just thinking like, do you think God like had this like this timing because like he knew that I probably couldn't do it on my own strength, so he was like, look, if I show you you really cannot do this, you really cannot eat this stuff, mm-hmm. then she won't do it.
Yeah.
Not to say that he made me sick on purpose, like, you know, right. What I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it was like, you have this thing, this is what you were born with, mm-hmm. I'm going to reveal it to you because this is going to be the only thing that'll get you to change.
Right. I believe that.
Yeah. Because I just don't have the discipline on my own strength. Like, give me a reason.
Elena, don't do that. Don't go under there no more.
Give me a reason to do this. Because being skinny ain't enough.
Right.
You got to tell me if I keep eating this, you're essentially killing yourself.
Right. Yeah. So. Yeah. So it's just like, I don't know what to say. Yeah. So Liz got celiac disease, unfortunately, but I think it's going to help us and our family just be healthy. You know, the kids are skinny, or, you know, they're kids. So,
but we're not limiting them so much.
Not as much, but Blessy and BJ have asthma, which is an autoimmune disease, which I told you already. We done a lot of research, and it is ways to help them diet wise. Is ways to help them not
control it.
Some people, it's gone away. That's my thing.
But I think that is a form of like control, because you can't just like. Yes, there's no cure, babe. A cure is it?
It's not a cure like medical. Like you could take something, but that's what I'm saying. I think that a lot of people, like most people, this is what the research that I've done with these people who do these different diets. They're like, we're making ourselves sick. He said, "Mom, open the door."
You open it. You know how to do it.
We are making ourselves sick by what we eat. Mm-hmm. And we can reverse it by what we eat.
And then I open the door for him.
So that's the point. Everybody looks at it like, oh, I caught this disease, or I got this because. And then when you say like, well, like just like celiac, you got it. And it's because of what you eat that it messes with you. If you stop eating stuff like that, hey, what are you doing? Just go under, mama.
And then that's it. Don't come back.
Okay, now you could. Now it's not in your hair no more. Go on to bed. So if you stop eating this stuff, it is possible for it to go away. You know what I mean? Like, because that is what. And if you start back eating something, in some cases it can mess you up. Well, you know what I'm saying? Rice. It can make you not feel good. Because
so like my number is 9. If I eliminate it, my number can drop down to a 1. But the moment I have it again, my numbers are going to go back up.
Right. But that's because it's something that you were literally born with.
But what I'm saying.
The cure. Okay. What's the definition of a cure? Does it make it go away all the way? Because it's a lot of stuff. It's a lot of stuff. Like if you take a certain medicine, it says cure, but it can come back. So we look at medicine as cures, but we don't look at our diet as a cure.
No, I'm not saying that is. The you're right. The cure is.
It's hold on. Relieve of the symptoms of a disease or condition. Heal, restore to health. No. Preserve, what? Oh, cure, that's talking about me or whatever. That's a verb. Noun, a substance or treatment that cures a disease or condition. The process of curing rubber, what the heck? He's retarded, extra word or whatever. That's when it's a noun. So.
Okay, but that's my point, right? So it relieves.
Relieve of symptoms
of a disease or condition. So that's why I was saying, like, the thing doesn't go away, because that would be a miracle, right? Just like with cancer,
right?
The cancer doesn't just disappear unless the Lord dormant. Gives them a miracle and they just can't find it, like it's gone, like, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But like you just said, like, it, you know, they're in like remission. It doesn't grow. Like it's done, right? Like.
Right.
The medicine that they took fixed the problem.
Right.
Or whatever. But what I'm saying cured. Is like with this is like, okay, yeah, fine. The cure, the relief of symptoms.
Right.
Is eliminating this from your diet.
Right.
But if you go back and put it back, then it's not gone. You're gonna feel like crap again.
Okay. But so I say cure though.
But I know, I'm just saying though, the way that you were saying cure, it was like, yeah, it's gone.
Your just symptoms like are gonna be gone. You're not gonna feel bad. Like but the way you were saying it is like, oh, it's just gonna kind of help it and you'll still be like sick. But if you don't have it symptoms, you're not going to be sick. That's not, I mean, you'll have it, but you're not sick. Like, you don't feel it. It's like, it's gone.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Like, it's like with asthma.
Elena.
We were talking about asthma.
Okay, with the asthma, but controlling asthma would mean like, it's like, I'm running. I can't really breathe. I take a puff and... You know, I guess that is technically a cure, but it's just to help control it. But it's like if I start running again, this breathing can come back. Whereas it's people who have asthma, mm-hmm. go on a carnivore diet, you know, they're doing really good and they don't get shortness of breath anymore. Like they're fine. They don't have an inhaler anymore.
Yeah.
They don't have to take a treatment. Mm-hmm. Now, if they start eating crazy again, then they're gonna have to control it with an inhaler, with a breathing treatment. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm saying control for asthma wouldn't be the right word. Mm-hmm. It is cure, mm-hmm. or just like I've seen, it's people that had like type 2 diabetes reversed it. Don't if you take the test, they don't have diabetes anymore. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now,
osteoporosis. That was the other thing.
Osteoporosis
that you can get from celiac disease.
Osteoporosis is like that's like really bad.
Something in your joints.
Yes.
But like for example, Ms. Johnson had it.
Yeah.
Changed the way she ate.
Right.
Her diet or whatever, and now she doesn't.
Right. The Jordan Peterson, his daughter. She was like born with. Like childhood osteoporosis or something like that. So she basically had arthritis. All like her whole body was arthritic or whatever. She was all bad. Mm-hmm. Her whole life. Like I was watching something and he was like, and she got older and she was like, "Hey dad, when you used to play games, like throw me, where you going?" And you just left me. Now I'm talking to myself. Looking crazy.
What? I'm sorry, because I thought Bless was in there playing with the washer and dryer.
Oh, it was like, she said, "Hey, Dad, was it supposed to hurt when you used to like throw me up in the air and stuff like that?" Oh, it was in his book. I think when I read his book, he gave that story or whatever. You know what I mean? So like, she had it since she was a very young, mm-hmm. and she's.
That's how they realized, because it was hurting when he would play with her.
I think that she stopped walking. She stopped being able to walk or something. Had like 2 hip replacements at like 9 or something crazy that. Yeah, it was. She was all bad. And then she started this all meat diet, mm-hmm. and it's gone. Yeah. Basically, she doesn't have the pain anymore. I think she now does like a certain, I don't know. Dang. She does a certain she has a certain diet that she has. It's called like a lion's diet or something like that. I don't know. I don't know exactly. But it's just all meat. Nothing else.
Blessed? What are you doing?
You eating pizza? Huh?
You want to sit down with Daddy?
Don't touch that. We need a treatment, dude.
Whoa, yeah. Bad.
See? That's probably why.
Did they
Okay, I need you to sit back. But yeah, and it's like, and it's gone. I think Jordan Peterson, he also does an all meat diet. He, I don't know what he had, but he has something. You know, I think their whole family just is, eats like that now. And you know that, and that's just him. So many other people who have eczema. I know people that, and these are all autoimmune diseases that just get reversed once you start eating.
I didn't know eczema was an autoimmune disease.
Yep. Yep. Autoimmune disease. Yeah, so we're changing our diet, changing our lifestyle, trying to do better, trying to do what Paul said, treat our bodies like athletes, running to win the race.
That's not yours. He came down here with that. That is not yours. Yours is on the table.
But where's my other big piece where I bought from the
might, this door. Might be hers.
Where did you have your stuff? Did you leave it on the table?
I put them on the table.
Is it still there?
One? Yeah.
Is it still there?
Bring it here. Did the boys eat some pizza too?
My brother's?
Yeah.
Not that I know. My mom's cooking.
Yeah, he definitely ate it. Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, there's more pizza upstairs, right? Okay.
Okay. Hey, you. Huh? Don't eat other people's food, okay?
That's why he said tutu.
Okay. All right, go put it down.
Put it on your dresser so he can't reach.
Yeah. Yeah.
You said Paul said treat your body like an athlete.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do. Mm-hmm. Just trying to, in every way that we can, live like Christ wants us to live. Live like Christ. In every way possible. Sorry for Blessy. Hopefully,
I don't know, but he was out.
He's chewing, isn't coming through the mic.
Jesus definitely ate bread.
Yeah,
you just saying.
I can eat bread.
Tom, that's your problem.
That's you, right? That's on you, dog.
Ooh, Lord.
I think the bread was different back then too. I hear people talk about how like pasta and bread is different in Italy.
But gluten is a protein in wheat, barley, and rye. Is it something? That's why I want to know. I'm doing my own research, but I want to know: is it something that develops, or is it something that they add? Because how are they able to take gluten out of things that would normally have gluten? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, they're probably doing something.
Because if I can make my own bread.
I think like sourdough bread, I think that's not, I think that's like gluten free, I think. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Hey man, watch the mic.
Almost done.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Anyway, you got something else to say, babe?
No, I mean, we were just talking about our carnivore situation and,
mm-hmm.
you know, you feel like, do you feel like this would be something difficult to do? Like,
hey, stop smacking.
You said this is something you probably want to do long term.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you think it would be difficult in social gatherings?
Kind of, like a little bit, like, but I would just eat whatever the meat is that they have and not eat the other stuff.
Oh, so just plain glizzies?
Just straight. Raw glizzies, pause.
You are a wild man.
Mm-mm. You tried to set that up.
I didn't.
Yes, you did.
You didn't have to take it there.
That's crazy. You the one who said glizzies first. Because because you could have said hamburgers.
You could have said hamburgers, sir. You're you the one that said took it another first. Level and said raw glizzy. No,
you said it first. Yeah, and unless I come up with some type of stomach disease, then you know after I lose, I don't know. I think I want to lose about 200 pounds.
Where are you going? No, you're not going upstairs. Where are you going? You're gonna go play with your toys?
He wanted another pizza.
Okay, you want some water? You thirsty? Anyways, you said unless you have you get some type of autoimmune disease.
Yeah.
When you get to your weight, your goal, you'll indulge.
Yeah, every once in a while. Yeah, every once in a while. But I'm not, this is going to be like forever. Because I'm not counting calories. Now, if I was able to be like that dude, because he basically, I don't know how, but I don't think he can't work. Because he said every day, 7 days a week, he goes to the gym three times a day. I don't know, because he was on somebody else's channel. He didn't. Maybe he's an influencer. Maybe on Instagram, and that's what he does. But I would love for the Lord to bless me to do that. That would be great to be able to make money and
turn on the light
like that, or in some other way to where I would be able to just focus on weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a dream.
Turn on the light in the sala, Elena.
So like when I get to my goal, I would every now and again, special occasions have, what I want to have,
mm-hmm.
but I'll stick to the diet as a lifestyle.
Yeah.
Because it's just the easiest, it's the best to not have to count calories.
Well, like for me, like I said, I'm like, we go to Puerto Rico, I'm eating some bread.
Right.
I'll just have to deal with the pain, but
yeah,
I'm eating some bread, but that's not all the time,
Right.
Like my birthday, I'm going to get some Japanese food. I'm going to do what I want to do.
Right.
But as a lifestyle in general, yeah. Like obviously I'm going to maintain this every day. So special occasions don't happen every day.
Making that noise.
But I am kind of like because mm-mm. Especially when you come into the summer, like that's kind of like where I'm at, like kind of nervous about mm-hmm. like with the summer approaching, and we have so many birthdays in the summer in our family.
Right.
We have so many, like the holidays and everything. It's just like, I don't want to be depressed. I don't mm-hmm. want to
But it's 4th
of July and I can't.
I think you have to work on that part. Whatever the grief stage that you on, you got to make it to where you're not depressed about food. Because that is a stronghold in here. Freaking depressed about food.
Maybe it's not that it's about food, because maybe I just didn't think about it before. Maybe it's just the fact that I just feel like I can't be like everybody else. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
I don't know. I gotta figure it out. What are the stages of grief?
Mm-hmm.
But Thalia said I have Doritos.
Oh, yeah.
She said those are gluten free.
Doritos are gluten free.
That's what she said. I didn't check it for myself, but
You're mumbling.
Huh?
You're mumbling.
That's what she said. I didn't fact check.
Yes, she did.
Hey.
Yes, she did.
Relax.
Bless you, looking dark skinned, dude.
He does look a
little. You're looking a little dark skinned.
Got a little bit of sun today.
Sheesh. All right, y'all.
Home stretch.
Peace out.